Today we're reading from an incredible story in John chapter 11, beginning in verse 38. Listen to this. Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Today's passage comes from that famous story when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, which of course on its own is a fantastic story because it foreshadows that incredible moment when Jesus returns and all the graves are open. But for just a moment, let's join Jesus outside the tomb and pay attention to some amazing details. First of all, the Bible says that Jesus was groaning in himself. And a few verses earlier, it says that Jesus stood outside the tomb and wept. Which means, of course, that as God in human flesh walked the face of this earth, he was completely familiar with the way we have to live our lives. You know, for example, when you lose someone, God actually knows what that feels like. He's not some sort of slumlord who lives on the rich end of town and doesn't care about your sorry existence unless you forget to pay the rent. Jesus stood outside the tomb and wept, just like us. Except for one important difference. He knew that in a few moments Lazarus was going to be raised from the dead. So why in the world would he weep? You'd think he'd be excited because he was about to give Lazarus back to his sisters. But maybe, just maybe, Jesus wept that afternoon for all of us. I suspect rather strongly that he was groaning inside himself because of the way we have to live now that we've turned our backs on God. Looking down through the centuries, Jesus could see that Lazarus was really just the tip of the iceberg. Billions of people would die, and billions of family members would shed tears. And the very reason Jesus is coming again is because he can't stand to see us live this way. But there's something else I want you to see in this passage. The Bible promises that God can change our lives, make them better. He can take our sorry excuse for an existence and turn it into something meaningful. He can take those parts of your life that drag you down or hold you back and set you free from them. In short, he can make a new creation out of you and raise you from a dead life of sin to a vibrant relationship with him. But even though only God's creative power can do that for you, you can't just sit by and watch. Millions of people pray that God will fix their lives, but they never lift a finger to help. It's not that God needs your help, believe me, he doesn't. But he also never forces himself on anyone, and he's looking for some sign of cooperation on your part. Notice how Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. He could have commanded the stone to move away, which I imagine is somewhat less difficult than raising the dead, but that's not what Jesus did. He asked the people there to move the stone. They had to exhibit some sort of faith, some sort of belief, some demonstration that they were willing to let God act. Maybe you're waiting for a miracle right now. Maybe you've seen the promises of the Bible and you've asked God for something very specific. And maybe your prayers, to the best of your knowledge, are in complete harmony with the will of God. You're not asking for something that God wouldn't want for you. But still, you haven't seen results. Could it be that God is waiting for you to move the stone? Maybe he's asking you to exercise your faith and act as if you know the promises of the Bible are true. More often than not, when you take that step and you refuse to be discouraged and you understand that God always does the best thing at the best time, you're going to see God act. And that's why living by faith is just a better way to live.